Saskatchewan Agriculture reports rain that fell through wide parts of the province over the past week was positive, but for the most advanced crops, it came too late to make a difference. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its crop report yesterday for the period from July 15th to 21st. Matt Struthers, a cereal crop specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture, says the impact of the added moisture is variable.
So we saw some very good precipitation events across the province, mainly down in the southern half and up into the west central and parts of the north. Some really, really good, you know, heavy rainfall and certainly in some areas that needed it quite drastically. And then for other areas, you know, that crop or that rain came just in time. And of course, just the way it goes, many producers and fields were missed by that rain. So still a really good shot of rain to see. We've had a couple weeks here of some good rains. And hopefully that'll carry a lot of that crop over into August and towards harvest season. Obviously, in the drier parts of the province here in Saskatchewan, you know, a lot of that crop is a little too far advanced to really take advantage of this moisture. But, you know, a lot of that crop that's still flowering and just getting into its seed and kernel development, that'll be, you know, that'll be a really crucial rainfall to have occurred. Along with the cooler weather that we've experienced the last week, you know, that's allowed that crop to kind of to have a bit of a relief from the heat here and use that moisture and really give itself a good grounding as we move into some of the hotter days here on the forecast. So that's very important. But overall, topsoil moisture has improved across the province after a few weeks here of some good shots of rain. That's a very positive to see, especially in those areas that have been dry since the beginning of spring, and especially for those livestock producers and their pastures as well.
Struthers says farmers will be keeping a close watch on their crops and spraying fungicide as the weather permits, and those with crops a little closer to maturity will be starting to get equipment ready for harvest. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.